Today we come to outcome 2.4, exercise the spiritual disciplines. Today we will deal with the first three, and next week we'll add another three. For your Bible reading, please read the references in your notes. As I began to write this section, I immediately thought of the children's chorus, "Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow." There are many articles on the internet and in biblical resources about spiritual disciplines, but I like Five Spiritual Disciplines That Will Change Your Life by Mark Altracher. In it, he says, when Christians speak of spiritual disciplines, they usually mean regular practices that benefit our lives and produce fruit. Much like the discipline of daily exercise or reading will produce benefits in our lives. Something I discovered as I researched a number of websites is that there are many lists of spiritual disciplines available, and they do not all look the same. So, Altracher has selected the following as being the key disciplines. 1. Meditate on God's Word. He emphasizes God's Word as the foundation of our lives. There, God reveals Himself and His will for us. He rightly says that apart from the Bible, we can't know what God is like. What we can learn about God from creation and nature is limited, but His Word is essential if we want to see that He is holy, sovereign, or loving, or that He sent Jesus to save us. His Word is the only source of absolute, unchanging spiritual truth. What does it mean to meditate on God's Word? He explains that it means to, quote, ponder it, dwell on it, chew on it, and roll it over in our minds in order to apply it to our lives. We should spend time in God's Word every day. Memorizing Scripture is also encouraged. Nothing is better for us than to spend some time in God's Word every day, even if it's only a short time. 2. Giving thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Altracher says that we can thank God in all circumstances because He is sovereign over all things. He is infinitely wise and infinitely loving. He is in control of all things. Nothing can happen unless He allows it. And in His infinite love and wisdom, He causes all things to work together for our good, as it says in Romans 8:26. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. Psalm 100 verse 4 tells us, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name." Thirdly, prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." And Romans 12:12 adds, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer." Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And then 1 Peter 5:6-7 says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you." Today we discussed three important spiritual disciplines: meditating on God's Word, giving thanks, and praying. Next week we will add another three.